Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 18th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Mark, chapters 4 to 6. Are we taking any time to rest, relax and rejuvenate? We read in Mark chapter 60 verses 30 to 32 like this. Then the apostles gathered to Jesus and told them all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were so many coming and going that they did not even have time to eat. So they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves. This incident described in this passage took place in the beginning of the third year of the public ministry of Jesus Christ. The 12 apostles had just returned to Capernaum from their first preaching missionary tour, in which they had traveled to different places in teams of two. After a successful ministry, they all came to Jesus and described their experience in great detail, about which Luke wrote, and the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. As Jesus quietly heard the reports from all his apostles, he was naturally glad that they were able to grasp the significance of God's kingdom and were able to communicate to others. However, Jesus also recognized that his disciples were tired and weary, perhaps from all their travel and work. Jesus is not a hard taskmaster, but a gentle master who recognized the need for his disciples to rest, relax, and rejuvenate. Recognizing their need for rest and quietness, Jesus took them by boat to a secluded area on the shore of the Sea of Galilee for some rest and relaxation. And we read like this in Luke 9 verse 10. Then he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. In doing so, Jesus has modeled a principle that many of us today could stand to practice more, the principle of rest. Let us understand that spending quiet time with God can bring us quiet rest and restoration in our lives. God wants us to adopt His values, not the values of our culture that demands work and productivity. God Himself rested, which indicates that rest is good in and of itself. In fact, God actually commanded His people of Israel to rest. As God's servants, we become weary sometimes, just like Jesus became weary from his journey. We are pulled into our busy schedules, into different directions, and need rest in order to rejuvenate our body and soul for a more fruitful service to others. Jesus advised it to his disciples, and these days we need it more than ever. Are we taking any time for rest and relaxation in the midst of our busy schedules? Perhaps we need to take Jesus' advice, come aside and rest for a while. If we allow Him, He will lead us beside the still waters and restore our souls. Today, Jesus extends the following invitation to all of us who are weary and tired from our work and other matters that is penned in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30 like this. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.